Welcome to Heart with Anna during Heart Month 2023. I am Anna Jaworski, a heart mom, author, and the host of your program. This is the first time for us to do a special day of the week devoted to CHD in society, or congenital heart defects in society. This week, we'll be talking about famous entertainers who have been touched by CHD. See if you can guess who I'm talking about. Our very first entertainer is an award-winning actress and producer. She has been on television and the big screen. You might know her from Knocked Up, 27 Dresses, or The Ugly Truth. Then again, if you're more into TV, you might know her from State of Affairs, Suits, Doubt, Love Comes Softly, or Roswell. If you're a Netflix fan, you've probably seen her on Firefly Lane. So how has the actress been touched by congenital heart defects, or CHD? She and her husband adopted a daughter from Korea. Before the daughter came to the United States, she had her heart surgery. Now 13 years old, her daughter is doing fine, and the actress has two other children, one more adopted daughter and a biological son. She is married to singer-songwriter Josh Kelly. Her family lives in Utah. In her spare time, she enjoys reading, arts, crafts, knitting, gardening, and cooking. Can you guess who this entertainer is? Our next entertainer is bigger than life and has played on the big screen for over 40 years. His first role on the big screen was Conan the Barbarian, and he was perfect for the role after many years as a bodybuilder. He has served as the governor of California and married one of John F. Kennedy's nieces. He has four children with his wife. With a family history of congenital heart defects, he has had valve surgery multiple times. He was born with a bicuspid aortic valve, but he has also had valve surgery on his pulmonary valve. His most famous movie line is, "I'll be back." This line is from his most iconic role in the movie The Terminator. Can you guess who that entertainer is? For our third entertainer, we'll take a look at an actor, voice actor, and author. His book is entitled, "I'm Not Dead Yet," and it chronicles his experience living with a bicuspid aortic valve, having open-heart surgery to correct it, and keeping it all a secret in Hollywood for fear of losing his job. You might know him from movies like Ice Castles, The Chosen, or Running Brave. He is also a voice actor, with his most famous character probably being that of the Beast in Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Can you guess who our third entertainer is? Our last entertainer for this week's CHD in Society segment has made the news more recently than the others listed so far. 5 years ago, this comedian revealed on his late-night talk show that his son needed open-heart surgery at just 3 days of age. In an effort to better understand what kind of life his son might have, he even had a star on his program who was born with the same heart condition his son had, Tetralogy of Fallot. The interview was touching and heartfelt. In October 2022, this entertainer's son turned 5 years of age and is leading a normal, healthy life, although he still needs one more surgery in his scheduled sequence of surgeries. Since his son Billy's surgery, this entertainer has been a staunch supporter of the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, where his son receives medical treatment. Who is the final entertainer for our CHD in Society segment? And now for the answers. Many of you probably recognize that the very first entertainer was none other than Katherine Heigl. She has starred in so many more movies and television shows than what I listed, but I wanted to keep this segment short, so I just listed a few. I'm so excited that she adopted a baby with a congenital heart defect, because that is something that is sorely needed. Sadly, so many kids who need to be adopted, if they have special needs, that reduces their likelihood of being adopted. Our second entertainer was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sure all of you got that one. That was super easy. third one might have been a little bit more challenging, especially for our millennials. That entertainer is Robbie Benson. And when I was a kid, oh my gosh, I just thought he was the most handsome and the sweetest actor. I just loved him. And the final entertainer was probably the easiest one for all of you to get because it has been in the news a lot, and that was Jimmy Kimmel. Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this CHD in Society episode. Please tune in tomorrow for our Saturday success story. And remember, my friends, you are not alone.